Welsh mythology and folklore, especially in Wales, I'm told that migrating geese are sometimes associated with the hounds of hell, supposedly because their honking in the night is reminiscent of barking dogs. The pagan version of hell is not the same as the Christian version, where you get tortured and punished. In the Viking Age, if you didn't die in battle, you would simply just go to hell. The Old Norse word hell, H-E-L, which in Old English is hell, H-E-L-L, derives from the Indo-European word kel. Therefore, both of the words can be translated into hide or cover in modern English. The term is also etymologically related to modern English word hall, and therefore also Valhalla, an afterlife hall of the slain in Norse mythology. In Norse mythology, Hel is also the queen of the realm of the dead. Although often referenced as a goddess, Hel is more of a half-goddess, and the other half an entity from the realm of the giants. It was Odin who threw Hel down from the sky into the depths of the underworld. Hel then made the underworld into her own realm and crowned herself queen of Helheim. Helheim is also called Hel and is surrounded by a tall fence with a river flowing right next to the entrance. The gates of Hel are called Corpse Gates, and they're located in the Nippa Cave, where a dog, also known as a hellhound, is howling every time new people arrive. A dragon called Nidhogg is always nearby, chewing on one of Yggdrasil's roots, a giant tree at the center of the universe. When the dragon hears the howling from the dog, it comes flying into the cave to suck the blood out of all the dead people, so they become completely pale. Hel was a huge hall, and inside her hall, everything has names associated with misfortunes. For instance, her dining table is called Hunger, and the knives are called Starvation. In her bedroom, she has her bed called Sick Bed, encapsulated with curtains called Misfortune. In Icelandic sagas, Hel is referred to as a daughter of Loki, described as half blue and half flesh colored, and plays a key role in the attempted resurrection of the god Balder. She's neither dead nor alive, but rather seems to be in between the two. Her name means hidden and refers to the dead whose souls are invisible to the living, and she shares some parallels with the Etruscan goddess Vatica, goddess of the underworld, where the Vatican gets its name. The Etruscans did not bury their dead inside the walls of their cities. Instead, they built a large cemetery on a hillside slope outside of their ancient city in the area that later became the city of Rome. Vatica had several other related meanings in ancient Etruscan. The name was not only associated with the goddess of the underworld, but also the name of a grape used to make wine. The grape, as well as a weed with the same name, grew on the southern slope of what is known as the Vatican Hill. When people ate it, they experienced hallucinations, and the word passed on into Latin as a synonym for prophetic vision. The Latin word Vaticinor means foretell, prophecy, from vatis, meaning poet, teacher, or oracle. So while some argue that the word Vatican literally means divining serpent, even though the word does not appear in the Bible, keep in mind that divination was associated with the ancient goddess, which was also always affiliated with a serpent in pre-Christian times. That said, prior to the writings of Snorri Sturluson, the Icelandic mythographer who preserved the Norse sagas, it seems that Hel was previously a place, and synonymous with the grave, having no supernatural being overseeing it. The gates of Hel are various places on the surface of the world that have acquired a legendary reputation for being entrances to the underworld. Often they're found in regions of unusual geological activity, particularly volcanic areas, or sometimes at lakes, caves, or mountains. Legends from both ancient Greece and Rome record stories of mortals who entered or were abducted into the netherworld through such gates. According to Hawaiian folklore, Waipio Valley contains an entrance to the lower world, which is now concealed and hidden from view by sand. Waipio means curved water in the Hawaiian language. In China, Fengu has a long history in the Taoist tradition of being a portal to hell. Diwu is the realm of the dead, or hell, in Chinese mythology and Buddhism. Dihu is typically depicted as a subterranean maze with various levels and chambers to which souls are taken after death to atone for their sins that they committed when they were alive. Mount Asoro in northern Japan is said to be an entrance to hell. It's the location of a Buddhist temple and a folk religion pilgrimage destination located in the caldera of an active volcano and is believed in Japanese mythology to be one of the gates to the underworld. The mountain was once called Usuriyama by the Ainu people, but was gradually changed by the Japanese to Asoro, meaning dread. St. Patrick's Purgatory is an ancient pilgrimage site on the Station Island in Ireland. According to legend, the site dates from the 5th century, when Christ showed St. Patrick a cave, sometimes referred to as a pit or a well, on Station Island that was an entrance to purgatory. Its importance in medieval times is clear from the fact that it's mentioned in texts from as early as 1185 and shown on maps from all over Europe as early as the 15th century. Although the cave has been closed since 1632, several descriptions by early pilgrims survive. They refer to it as a bottomless cave or an enclosed pit. The entrance, which was kept closed and locked, has never been excavated, so we can only rely at this point on these descriptions of the cave. Based on other archaeological excavations, it seems clear that this was probably a very ancient structure. I've already covered this in a prior video, which I'll leave a link to in the description. Prague is the capital and largest city in the Czech Republic, the 14th largest city in the European Union, and the historical capital of Bohemia. Nicknamed the City of 100 Spires, it's known for its colorful Baroque buildings and beautiful Gothic churches. Prague was the capital of the Kingdom of Bohemia and the main residence of several Holy Roman emperors, and was an important city to the Habsburg monarchy and its Austro-Hungarian Empire. Located in the forests, about 30 miles north of Prague in the Czech Republic, is the mysterious Gothic Huska Castle. It was constructed in a remote area in the second half of the 13th century during the reign of Ottokar II of Bohemia. I say mysterious because it wasn't near any available sources of water and it did not hold any significant strategic importance. Yet the Third Reich occupied the fortress during World War II, and multiple myths exist about their alleged occult involvements there. I don't want to speculate too much about what they were doing, as it was just rumors, but years later, during renovations, the skeletons of three SS officers were found, though it is not certain what the circumstances were surrounding their deaths. Folklore states that the significance of its location is due to a bottomless pit, or what some have called a gateway to hell, or gateway to other worlds, and that the Bohemian rulers decided to seal up the gateway with a castle. There are legends surrounding this deep hole, with some locals claiming it is an entrance into a subterranean cavern system leading to possibly inhabited realms of the inner earth. It is said that Bohemian rulers decided to seal up the gateway or entrance, and while it is now possible to tour the enigmatic castle, the hole itself is shut off and covered by metal bars. Investigators who have tried to find the bottom have not been able to find one, and the walls inside are covered with some of the oldest paintings in Europe. Most are of demons and dragons being slain. The cellar is named Satan's Office, and it even has a throne embellished with horns and a trident. At best, no one can tell why this castle is here, or how long it has stood here. Who built it? Why is it here, and why was it built? Nobody can tell you. It is not known if it was inhabited, as there is no trade route through here. We are in the middle of a medieval forest, in the middle of nowhere. It was said that these forests were not even suitable for hunting, but this was a well-equipped castle for its time. Huska is also called the gateway to other worlds. It's here to prevent something from getting out of here, but what was never named. They were called beasts of hell, devilish. They took an inhuman form. It was at the end of the 9th century. At this point, the earth should have broken. A rock should have broken. A hole was created. This hole was described as a gateway to hell. Huska is also called the gateway to other worlds. They were half men, half animals. They were also called non-humans. They hurt people, cattle, and crops. It is written that pilgrims and travelers did not want to come here much later. So they tried to fill the hole. They brought in hundreds of wagons with waste. Each time it was almost done, everything fell inside. At least they closed off the hole. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.